From the News Center, a News Focus.
Today, an update on Father's Hope, a nonprofit based in Milton and operated for more than a decade by Kevin Mertz. Of course, COVID has changed things, but it hasn't stopped this organization that focuses on orphans around the world. Kevin was on a missions trip himself when a young boy connected with him personally, and he began this group that initially took small stuffed animals to these kids who had very little.
I think with every organization, the pandemic changed a lot of things. Obviously, people were not able to travel, and kind of what we were focused on was sending stuffed animals with groups that were traveling on mission trips to various places. So that kind of came to a halt, and as a result, we weren't taking so many donations of stuffed animals as well, just because we knew it was going to be more difficult to get them out. We found other ways to support some of the orphanages around the world. We've picked up an orphanage in Myanmar that we support their yearly food budget, and also still connect with the orphanage in Honduras that we were originally connected with. We've done some things locally as well. We've gotten some grant money to do some local projects. We got some grant money to provide back-to-school backpacks for children in need in our local community.
Was the shift totally COVID-caused? Or was Kevin already morphing the mission?
No, certainly there was already a shift of focus, and that was actually one of the original thoughts when I started the organization, to go beyond sending stuffed animals and do things that we could beyond that to support orphanages and organizations working with kids in need around the world.
He did some virtual Zoom presentations during the COVID era, but is more than ready to talk to your organization or church group today in person. If you want more info...
Sure, we have a Facebook page. It's simply Father's Hope. They can log on there. We post updates from time to time, the stories on there of how we got started, and just follow us online and reach out if they have any questions or any folks they can connect us with that either we can assist or that can assist us with some grant funding and that sort of thing.
With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.